of ghosts. The living cowered behind locked doors and barred windows, praying their gods would keep them safe from the terrors without and the cholera within. The occasional cry of a cholera victim made Smets think more of haunts bedamned than of the living in pain. Chapter 76. Exile wouldn't say where the spike was hid. He didn't act like he wanted to pull something, just like he wanted to be in on the whole thing. Like he wanted to look at the cause for all the fuss. Can't say I blame him. I saw it back when it was just a big nail. I wanted to see how it had changed. He led us up toward Orr's North Gate, got up on the wall, and started marching back and forth. We stuck tight. Outside, the friendly troops had begun a shift to the north. Exile took inspiration, told Brigadier Wildbrand to seal off the area inside the wall. We'd had enough trouble over the hunk of metal already. He asked for masons and heavy lifting equipment to be brought, too. The damned spike was in the wall. No wonder nobody ever found it. Wildbrand sent messages. Night stalkers moved in. I was concerned. I would have been more concerned if the sky wasn't filled with monsters. It took 2 hours to assemble machinery and workmen, and another for them to get set up to start pulling the wall apart. Nobody could stay tense all that time. Sometime during the wait, Bowmans asked Exile, "What arrangements did you make to keep your fire fueled?" "Rendering the limper was a good idea, but you'll have to pressure cook him for days. The fire seems to be failing." Exile looked down south. Bowmans was right. Exile frowned, muttered, grumbled at Brigadier Wildbrand. Next time I looked, some of my scabrous old buddies from the militia were running firewood to the pot, and not doing a very good job. Once everything was set and the spike's hiding place was sealed off inside the city and out, Exile asked Darlin if she was ready to see it brought to light. She told him to get on with it. There was a new kind of tension around. Like everyone's temper was short, and we were all waiting for somebody to do something inexcusable so we could let off steam by kicking his butt. Guy started banging away with sledges and wedges and pry bars, and 10 minutes later, the first stone rose out of its setting. The day got on into late afternoon before the workmen exposed the layer of mortar supposed to contain the spike. For a moment, everyone forgot enmities and allegiances and crowded up to stare at the blackened half of the spike that lay exposed. Darling told Silent to go get it. He borrowed a mason's hammer, put on heavy leather gloves, took along a lined leather sack and somebody's old shirt to wrap and pack it in. He wasn't going to take any chances with the damned thing. Darling readied a small wooden chest. About the time Silent chopped the spike loose, I glanced toward that giant pot. So I missed the beginning of the excitement around me,